And it is 8:38 WEOL. We are in studio right now with Janet Herman Barlow, somebody who I've had the pleasure of talking to over the years. Once again, have the pleasure talking to. She is with the Stocker Center at Lorain County Community College, and we are going to talk about the upcoming season, which Janet, I believe, was just recently unveiled.
It was unveiled yesterday at our Spotlight on Stocker event. Yesterday afternoon.
Was there a huge veil that, you know, somebody just yanked off and there it was?
Well, we had a banner that came down with the season, and then we also announced it from the stage. I did with Tracy Green, the Vice President for Strategic and Institutional Development at Lorain County Community College. So I think we were able to give people some insight into the shows that are coming, just like we could do this morning here on WEOL.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. Let's start with the first show of the season. It is Unelectable You. Tell us about that show.
Right. Well, we couldn't let the presidential election year go without some acknowledgement that it's occurring, and we decided to go with a comedy troupe, Second City, out of Chicago. For people who don't know necessarily the company name, it's where Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, John Candy, George Wendt, Amy Poehler,
pretty much anybody who's funny.
Right.
Yes.
Pretty much anybody who's funny. Wall went through and were part of Second City during part of their career. So we have the fresh new young crop that are also funny doing Unelectable You. It is lots of improv, but also some script, and it will look in a bipartisan way at the candidates who are running for president.
You mean as in this particular year?
As in this particular year.
Wonderful.
Yes,
so this is fresh. Like you said, a lot of it is improv.
Right.
So, you know, they could just borrow stuff that's literally happening day in and day out.
Right.
And depending on what side of the aisle you are on this, you can point to either candidate and say, yeah, there's some humor there. And yeah, there's a little bit of humor there. And these guys, especially Second City, they're going to have a blast with this.
Right. And it's not to say that they won't make reference to some previous politicians, but I believe that they're going to concentrate on this year's crop of candidates.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, what are the dates of those?
That's on Tuesday, September the 13th, exactly 8 weeks before the presidential election.
So that's one date only.
Yes. All of the events that we do in the Performing Artist Series are one day only.
Okay. Now, I got to ask, because the next one, first of all, Murder on the Nile. Tell us about that one.
Right. Murder on the Nile is an Agatha Christie. She adapted it from her own book, Death on the Nile. And it is a play that takes place on a 1940s steamer on the Nile River. That's the name. And it's a whodunit. So you can come watch the play. The company is the Aquila Theater out of New York City. And you know, spend the evening wondering until the end who the real culprit is.
Oh, always fun.
Yes. Yes, always fun. So, you know, you can just formulate your own idea of who really done it.
Okay, and then we got Fame coming up on Monday, November the 7th.
Right. I mean, most people know Fame as either the movie, the theme song won an Academy Award, or they know it as the TV show that ran for several years and won several Emmys. But now they have adapted that into a Broadway musical style show. And it's about four students that are going through the New York Performing Arts School. So it's based in dance, theater, visual arts, that kind of stuff. And then obviously they've maybe adapted some of the music and added more music, but they've included the theme song from both the movie and the TV show.
We're talking to Janet Herman Barlow this morning. She's with Lorain County Community College. We are talking about the Stocker Arts Center upcoming season. First three shows we've talked about, Unelectable You, Murder on the Nile, Fame. Before we continue with the rest of the season, how do you decide, with all the shows that are out there, how in the world do you decide which ones to bring in?
Well, I go to trade shows, actually, that where I can find out what is going to be touring the next year, because that's the first thing. If there's not any you know, if there's not any theater, for instance, touring that's going to come through our area, or musicals that are touring, then I obviously can't book them. So that helps me to be able to talk to the agents that are representing the shows, and then let them know if I'm interested, so that when they're putting together a route, which means the artists are going from place to place to place, and they're trying to make it sort of a logical travel route, they know that I'm interested and they'll call. And obviously we are also a venue that does 7 nights a week. And so when they're looking to fill a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, a lot of times we are a really good spot. And also because we're 3 miles off of I-90 and 5 miles off of 480 and 5 miles off the Ohio Turnpike. So we're a great travel stop.
Have you ever had somebody come up to you and say, oh, Janet, I love that show, but I'm out of town that night. Can you squeeze in another night?
Yes, but we can't. Usually what we'll try to do is let them know where else in the general geographic area the show might be playing other dates, so that they can maybe catch it somewhere else.
This one jumped out at Craig and myself a little earlier. We were talking about this. Route 66, a musical comedy review.
Right. Route 66 is it's a review similar to Forbidden Plaid, if anybody has seen that, where it's four guys. They start out as gas jockeys, pump. When we remember
gas station
the old
attendants.
Days.
Right. Yes,
remember
it,
the old days when people actually came out and pumped your gas and stuff like that? Well, they're including all of the travel songs from the 50s and 60s, starting with Chicago jazz and going all the way out to L.A. And they'll include GTO, Fun, 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 and, of course, Route 66, Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those songs might strike some of your audience as they remember them. And so it'll just be a fun way to spend a Wednesday in the middle of winter. It's Wednesday, February 22nd, you know, to just get out of your house in the cold zone. Come on over to Stalker. We have dinner before the show offered. We have valet parking for these six shows if you want to take advantage of it. So you can just come and hear all those favorite oldies from the 50s and 60s that will remind you of traveling straight across this country on Route 66.
Because, yeah, before, basically, now Route 10 is probably what has replaced Route 66. In fact, on parts of Route 10, you will see signs that say historic Route 66. But at one time, that was the way to go,
right,
from the middle of the country to the West Coast. Absolutely.
Correct.
So it's a very, yes, nostalgic show. And then on that's going to be on Wednesday, February 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Then coming up March the 30th, we've got a Temptations review.
Right. We have a Temptations review that features Barrington Beau Henderson. He was the lead singer for the Temptations from 1998 to 2003. He was one of the few lead singers of the Temptations who ever won a Grammy while he was fulfilling that role. It comes with all of the costumes, all of the choreography that everybody remembers, and still makes that group great. So if you love all of those Motown hits, My Girl, I Wish It Would Rain, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, this is a group you want to see, and it's on Thursday, March 30th in 2017.
I'm sensing a little love of the nostalgic with you. I don't know. Am I off base here?
Not always. In some of our other shows, especially our studio theater cabarets, sort of take the other bent of more modern music, and those all run two nights. But since we have limited time here today, sort of talking about the Performing Artists series, it's our subscription series. Again, it's the series that we offer valet parking and dinner before the show from our wonderful catering staff at the college. And it's all within the same building, you know, because we're interconnected to the Culinary Center and to Spitzer Conference Center.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. I was going to ask, in case folks missed part of the interview or in case they want any more information, where can they go to find out what the season is going to entail at the Stalker Arts Center?
Our website is stalkerartcenter.com, or you can call our box office, which is open from noon to 6 Monday through Friday at 440-366-4040-4040. And we can mail you one of our new colorful season brochures.
Now, you had touched upon this a little bit, but the Stocker Arts Center in general, obviously these are not the only shows that you have on other nights. Talk a little bit more about, you know, what goes on, because this is pretty much a year-round place to go, and there is something for everybody.
It is. Right now, with this coming weekend, we have Lorraine Community Music Theater doing their final weekend of performances of Into the Woods. It's wonderful. I saw it on Friday night. That's going on right now as we speak. It runs Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, and then it closes with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So that is happening. As we move into the season, what opens our season really is our film series. We do 16 films in a year. Normally they're on Friday nights, unless we have special events that kick them to a Saturday night. But this fall, all of the films are on Friday nights at 7:30, starting September 2nd. And they can they're also listed in the season brochure. So folks, when they get their brochure, if they're interested and they're film buffs, we try to show films that don't make it to Lorain County, foreign films, art films. A lot of times some of them have made it to Lorain County, but for very limited runs. And again, those are only one night. But our Studio Theater Cabaret series, which I mentioned before, is in the Srigliano Studio Theater. It's the smaller of our two theaters, whereas all the performing artist shows are in the Hoke Theater. And those all run two performances each. So people have a chance either on a Friday night or a Saturday to see those performances.
Well, this is an amazing season, as you've had countless times in the past. 36 years now and going strong. Congratulations. Give us that website one more time.
Okay, the website again is Stocker Arts Center, S-T-O-C-K-E-R, artscenter.com, all one word. And then the box office phone number again is 440-366-4040.
Great shows, only one night only for most of them, so please do get in contact. Please do go to the website. Janet Herman Barlow from the Stocker Arts Center, thank you so much for joining us.